This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, guys, so we are finishing, we are continuing. So this girl, you know, this, she told me, she said, you know what, Jesus told me, the Holy Spirit told me the same thing, you know, that I shouldn't buy this thing. But the Holy Spirit did not explain to her. I already knew that the Holy Spirit didn't want her to appear worldly. Because see, guys, when you go after the things of the world, these fleshy things and upmarket this and what, we are actually telling the world that God is also competing with the world. And we are becoming worldly. You understand? When the world has told us not to love the world or the things of the world, they don't come from the Father. You understand? So it was difficult. So after she said that to me, I was like, oh, damn, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was so happy, guys. Even though I did send a message, I did not want to because, you know, it felt bad to me. You know what I mean? Then, guys, the problem is that even though the person knew that she wasn't supposed to do that, it was too hard for her. It was too hard for her. The temptation was too much. You know, she went along and bought the thing. She went along and, guys, and bought the thing. You understand? Unfortunately, I had to stay away from her because she knew. She knew what she was doing. She was also warned against this thing. She was also told, you know, rebuked, you know, and she went along, you know. Guys, I mean, guys, it's been happening for a very long time, you know. I warn people, I tell people to not do these things, and the Holy Spirit also warns them, and they come to me and they say, well, the Holy Spirit did say that, but guess what? It's difficult to not do it. You understand? Influence, guys, influence. And the worst part is that she got married to someone who's not saved. So obviously, if she's married to someone who's not saved, obviously, this person will influence her wrong. You know, the person would also want her to run after the things of the world. So that's how we, you know, we had to stay away from each other because there's nothing we can do. See, guys, the only thing you can do for people is to give them information. What they do, that's their prerogative. You understand? So I'm trying to explain, guys, that Jesus's kind of love is a love that tells the truth. So from that time on, I started understanding Jesus as well, because I was learning, you know, I was learning and I'm still learning, guys. There will never come a time where, you know, I'm so grown up that I know everything. No. I'm still learning until I make it to that place. You understand? So I started understanding Jesus also, you know. So it's the same thing with this person, you know. She also understood, you know, while we had to stay away from each other, because obviously I can't be yoked together with unbelievers. As much as she goes to church, if she disobeys the Holy Spirit, there's nothing I can do about it, guys. It means that she's not a Christian. And marrying someone who's not saved, that speaks volumes. But, guys, it's people's prerogative. You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to say is that, guys, with love, to love one another according to the ways of the kingdom of heaven, that's the difficult part. It's easy here because you can just sponsor people and give them money and become educated. That's the way we love according to the world, which is okay. You know, if someone is sponsoring you and giving you money to become educated and help you, it's a good thing. But now when you're becoming worldly, it's one thing to study in order to have your needs met, it's another to become worldly. You know, guys, I always say that Jesus is not against people working, because you must work in order to not steal. Because if you steal, now you're going to sin against him. You understand? But people who go to church are not living for their needs, thus do the work of the kingdom of heaven. They are busy running after the things of the world, after what we call career. Career this, career this, you understand? So they become worldlier, you understand? So they are actually telling people that God is okay with us loving the things of the world. God is okay with us becoming worldly. That's where they are wrong. You understand? So now, go to the root of all things, because you see, guys, to understand Jesus' teachings, you need to understand the root, the beginning, you know. So we always go to Genesis, because guys, we always trace Jesus right there in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. You understand? So instead of putting the Word, you put who? Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus. Jesus was God. Jesus was with God. You understand? So that's why we always trace him right there in the beginning, you know. So Daddy, guys, the reason he loves everyone is because he is the guy who created all things. Even Jesus came with Daddy, or came from Daddy. You understand? In fact, it's much better to say he came from Daddy. You understand? Because obviously he is the Son. Obviously he came after Daddy. You understand? Now we cannot know things that we are not told about. And I don't even want to know things that I'm not told about. I don't care about them. I only care about the things that I'm told about. You understand? So Daddy, guys, it's not possible for him to hate Jesus. Jesus is his Son now. It's not even possible for him to hate Jesus, because he is the Son. You understand? But now everything was created through, for, and by who? By Jesus. Meaning Adam came from Jesus. We've already covered that. You already understand that. If you've been listening to this show, you understand now. You understand that. Now, this means that Jesus is the one who created Adam, right? Now, is it possible for Jesus to hate Adam? Ask yourself now, is it possible for Jesus to hate Adam? It's not possible. It's not possible. I was in Adam's loins. You were in Adam's loins. All of us were in Adam's loins. Therefore, it's not even possible, guys, for Jesus to hate Adam. It's not even possible, guys, for Jesus to hate Eve. Why? He gave birth to them. He created them. You understand? But at the same time, he knew that in Adam's loins, I was there. You were there. I mean, you were there. Will Jesus hate me? It's not even possible. It's not even possible. Will Jesus hate you? It's not even possible. It's not even possible, guys. So you look at Daddy and you look at Jesus. They can't even hate Adam, meaning they can't even hate me, because if Adam gives birth to a child, he's giving birth to another Adam, meaning Abel and Cain. They were Adam as well. Enoch, all these Seth, all of these Noah, you know, Japheth, you know, all these guys, Shem, all of these guys, they are all Adam. I am Adam as well. You are Adam. Is it possible for Daddy to hate Adam? How? Is it possible for Jesus to hate Adam? How? It's not even possible. It's impossible. You understand? That's why it says he loves the world so much that he gave. He can't hate us. It's not even possible. It's not even possible. It's okay if you don't want him, but he can't hate you. It's not even possible. Now, the problem, you know, with people, you know, claiming that we are all serving the same God, is that is not even possible. Why? Adam died spiritually and disconnected. So he partook of Satan's seed, meaning he became like Satan. It's as if Adam was created by Satan, because he became like Satan. He took Satan's nature. Therefore, I had Satan's nature. You had Satan's nature. You understand? Everyone born here on earth had Satan's nature. But does it mean that Jesus will hate Adam? No, because Jesus is love. He cannot do that. You understand? Daddy is love. He cannot do that. But now, if Adam is spiritually dead and he likes Satan, guys, Adam is as if like he was, it's as if, guys, we all came from Satan. You understand? So they are sheep and they are also what? Wolves. You understand all of that. But now, Daddy loves all sheep and wolves, because they all came from who? From Adam. The problem is that people do not want Jesus. People do not believe in Jesus. They don't want to take his blood. You understand? Now, there's nothing anyone can do about it. As I said, guys, the only thing you can do for a human being is give them information. What they do about it, that's not a prerogative. It's up to them. You understand? So if you accept Jesus' blood, You get recreated. You go back to your former nature, a nature where Adam was before he sinned, meaning you are connected back to Jesus. But if you don't want it, it's your prerogative now. If you don't want Jesus, guys, it's your prerogative. Now, is it possible for Daddy and Jesus to hate you when you reconnected, guys? When you reconnect, no, he can't. Why? You look exactly like him. You become spiritually alive. You might be a wolf, you might be a sheep, but you are spiritually alive. Then obviously, Jesus gave us the teachings so that we can remain spiritually alive, meaning we can remain like him. So if you disobey his laws, if you disobey his teachings after getting them, you die again spiritually, meaning you partake of Satan's seed, meaning you are now like Satan again. It's your choice now. No one can do anything about it. It's your prerogative. Guys, it's your choice. No one can do anything about it. You understand? But now I want to move forward because you understand that Daddy can't hate you. Jesus can't hate you because you came from Adam. Even if you die spiritually because of Adam, you reconnect and you have the teachings, you have the laws to remain spiritually alive. That is if you want to. That is if you want to. See, guys, you have a right to die spiritually. You have a right to disobey Jesus. You have a right to refuse his blood. You have a right to go to hell. We have a right not to make it to the kingdom of heaven. I want you to know that. Just because I'm preaching in favor of the kingdom of heaven, I want to make it there. But you might not want to. So you have a right to not obey him. You have a right to not accept his blood. You have a right to die spiritually. I want you to know that. You have a right to retain the seed of Satan. You have a right, after you were given birth by your parents, to remain spiritually dead. You have the right to do that. You know, sometimes people say that when I speak, I motivate negatively. I'm just trying to give you freedom. That's what freedom is all about. Guys, just because education here is important here on earth, it doesn't mean that you are forced to be educated, does it? No. So it's the same thing. Just because we don't live here on earth forever and I want to make it to Jesus' kingdom when I live here on earth, it doesn't mean that you have to make it. You have the right to make that decision. If you like, you can remain spiritually dead and not take Jesus' blood. If you like, you can take Jesus' blood, then after obey his commands, thus making it to his kingdom. Guys, it's your prerogative. But guys, in short, I only have 3 minutes. Now, what I'm trying to say is, how can I hate you now? If you came from Adam, how can I hate you? Here, guys, on earth, we have different races. We have black people, we have Asians, we have Indians, we have Caucasians, we have Hispanic. Guys, we have all sorts of different races here. But guess what? They all came from Adam. No one knows the race of Adam. I've been saying it and I'm saying it again. No one knows the race of Adam. I say that Adam is a race that gave birth to all these races. So tell me, how can I hate you? Explain to me, how can I hate you just because you don't look like me? It doesn't make sense. How can I hate you because you're not my race? It doesn't make sense. You came from Adam now. It happens that, guys, when you look at someone, they just don't look likable. You just look at this person like, this person is not likable. But it's not their fault now. Forget about feelings. You can't hate someone who came from Adam because that person is actually having your blood in you. Guys, we all have the same blood here. All human beings have the same blood. You understand? It might not be the same blood type, but we all have the same blood because we all came from Adam. How can I hate you? You understand? So guys, Jesus is giving us a command to love. Yes, guys, we understand that Jesus' family, guys, are those after who got him saved. After getting saved, you obey his commands and do his will. If you don't get saved, you're obviously not a family of Jesus. He can't hate you because he is love, but you're spiritually dead. You understand? And after you get saved, you obey his commands, you are the member of his family. Obviously, he loves you specially, but Jesus is still love. You understand? So we are to love more people who belong to the family of Jesus. But guys, we have siblings, cousins, friends who are not saved. I love my family members. You understand? I love my my friends. I love my, you understand, guys? Oh, guys, I love everyone, but we are to love more those of the family of Christ. You understand? So Jesus gave us the command, love one another. How can you not love yourself?
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.